You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Cheers. Welcome to the BFM Studios. Paul Patterson from Varbini. Varbini and the Parnell Porker.
Welcome back. Actually, isn't it? You've been here before, so
you dropped some food off to us. I think in the last lockdown, you just dropped it off at the door, and we ate it, and it was delicious.
I'm happy to hear that. That's pretty much it. Yeah. Okay. Back to lockdown again.
I guess the purpose of this segment is you obviously make us a cocktail, but it's an opportunity for you to give your establishment a bit of a plug, because obviously right now is a bit of a crummy old time for hospo.
Not the greatest, no. But yeah.
I mean, people would probably know you if they have watched television in the last 12 months and they watched the latest season of The Bachelor. You're cool, Paul.
We don't talk about that
the
anymore.
The funny thing is, Big Hungry,
who came
myself,
up with cool Paul?
And Paul, we used to work together. We actually all
That's the better story. The better backstory is there's actually a bit of a reunion of meat truck drivers here.
Perfect.
We've all driven a
meat truck.
A fishbowl style meat truck.
Yes, done. We all drove a meat truck.
It's a good time.
Delivering meat around Auckland.
Going to do it again soon, I think.
you got to do what you got to do, son.
But yeah, you've opened a hospo place.
Yeah, so I was digging holes in Waiheke after coming back home and trying to work out what to do, and then met this guy, Brent Newdick, and had a couple of beers, and then all of a sudden got a restaurant in Parnell. Mm-hmm. And so do like a sort of wine bar-ish food and drinks, and then a dirty barbecue place out the back. Mm-hmm. Just trying to cover all of the things, but yeah,
kind of all the styles, scratch all those itches that people might have in Parnell.
Yeah, because you dropped off sticky ribs, that stuff was full on.
It's good times,
legit,
all day.
I'm guessing these sort of cocktails that you are going to make for us are from the wine bar.
There's a couple of goon sacks. Let's just say what's going on. Right? There's a couple of like unnamed goon sacks that you've obviously got one of those bag sealer things that.
Goon machine?
Yeah, you do. You can just goon anything.
It's great. Every day. So we've got a like little cocktail menu, which was written by a mate of mine overseas in France. And we named them after places that we've all been loose in, cruising around Europe and stuff like that. And then the first one you guys will have is a Negroni, which we make with an artichoke brine. So something a bit different.
A what brine?
Artichoke.
Oh, right, cool.
Yeah, and it's good. It's a good time.
Just on that, the European thing, you actually lived in France for a long time.
Yes.
Were you an illegal over there?
Let's talk about that knife first. Where'd you did you pull that knife out from your pocket?
No, it was taped to the bottom of the desk.
You definitely can't fly with that knife, dog.
In Europe, kicking around, and yes, I was illegal for a long time, but as long as you pay tax,
they're not going to kick you out.
Nah, that's sweet as. So didn't pay tax, had to come, no. But yeah, Goonsack cocktails.
How was life in Paris?
I miss that place every day.
Man, I love France. I've only spent about 4 months there, but shit, it's fucking awesome.
It doesn't sleep 24 hours, 7 days a week, and the more you stay there, the more weird underground people you meet.
I too have been to Paris, guys. I could hang out in this conversation. I was 15.
No.
I was 15 years old.
But I love it. It's a good time. I can't wait to get back.
Are you going to go back at some point?
Hundy. Still got a bit of work and stuff to do and just catch up. I didn't leave. I didn't leave. I didn't say goodbye. I just kind of thought I'd be back in 2 weeks and then shut down.
Yeah. Well, I mean, being a restaurateur,
if things sort of pan out
in New Zealand, it is quite common for people to go back and forward between like two cities, right?
Two summers, that's the dream. Mm. You know, I definitely want to be able to go back and forwards, but right now, kind of can't even go forward here, so it's a bit of a waiting game.
Holy shit, this is good. Which one is this one?
That's the Negroni.
The good thing about a Negroni is you can't rush it. It's got that kind of bite. Know what I mean?
I know, you're supposed to chop it.
It's strong. It's super strong. The Negroni is just all straight booze, right?
A little bit. Mm. And some artichoke brine.
Okay. So, I mean, you're saying that at the moment you're kind of struggling with...
It's kind of cola coloured.
with staff in hospo. I think this is kind of a common problem everyone's facing because it's so uncertain as to hours and getting work. A lot of people are reluctant to become hospo
staff.
Yeah,
and a lot of people are leaving it. Like, I don't blame anyone for not wanting to do it anymore. It's a hell struggle. But, like, everything is at the moment. Everyone's kind of in their own shit show. But, yeah, hospo is definitely not even fun right now.
Yeah.
Like, we've lost, we're thinking about half our staff now. Mm-hmm. And it's not even from me being a dick. I wish it was because of that. It'd be fine. But,
it's hard to tell. Isn't it? You're like, damn it, what's going on?
Yeah, it's like, really? Am I that much of a dick?
How much can I blame on the pandemic?
Yeah, trying all of it. But yeah, so it's just that. And then obviously your stocks for everything and yeah, not getting people in the door because no one wants to get out of their house and then come to stay in your house and different rules. We're a small place, so we have half our restaurant size with the, like for example, the new law change.
What's the drill? So how, what's cap in each zone in the...
So outdoors we
John, figuring it out.
Outdoors now we can do about, I don't know, 15 in the front. By next week, we should be able to do 30 out the back, and then inside, we're about 22.
Yeah.
And before, you know, and it was a double that easy.
Yeah.
Without a problem, so.
Okay.
You can't just mingle and get a little bit loose with your neighbor.
Everyone's got to stay put, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How do you find running, like, super, like, formal table service? Is that a bit more of a mission? Is it easier when people are just like, yo, I'm cruising up to the bar?
Oh, it's way more fun when everyone's a little bit loose and doing what they want, but... Yeah, table service is a bit of a change. I mean, I'm used to living in a kitchen. Mm-hmm. I sometimes step on the floor, but I get all weird and awkward, so I stay in the kitchen still.
I mean, you're on TV. You should be fine in front of the camera and people.
Just taking a dig. So the only reason I brought you here was to rip the shit out of you for 10 minutes.
Shall we have a little sip of this other number?
100%.
Okay, so we just had a Negroni.
What's it? And on the menu, it's La Rambla.
La Rambla.
Fun little
place. It's bloody good.
Key thing to remember is the smoked artichoke situation, I think.
Also the fact that, let me take a photo of that, Paul, that is coming out of a plastic bag.
Do you want that hand sanitizer spray in the photo, or you just...
And the BFM phone, and that's in every photo.
And also Paul's knife. Yeah. Definitely a BYO knife.
Hopefully
that's definitely not mine. It was taped to the bottom of the desk.
Call that a fucking knife.
Get your fingerprints all over that, boy.
The knife, everything's in there, Paul. Don't you worry.
Hey, what about that red light? Ooh, yeah.
Okay,
all right, just to give everyone like a holistic overview, what's on the menu food-wise at each place?
So pineapple porker is just dirty American barbecue, and then barbini is just your kind of fresh day-to-day. We change it up, a little bit European influence, bit of Fijian influence, bit of kiwi, just a bit of everywhere I kind of want to eat.
So this is a whiskey and truffle oil?
Yeah, like truffle-infused whiskey. That one's good.
Yeah, it is good.
John's
What sort of whiskey are you
John's rocking? On the nose quite a lot.
Secrets. That one's good. Only, we use Jameson's for that. It's easy. Yeah. You do it Jameson's and a Lafroy.
Smells buzzy.
I like how you look surprised that it's delicious.
Someone has texted in saying that you're the man. And someone's also said that you should choose a track because you've got excellent music taste, which is fair enough.
Ooh.
You can have a think and we can come back to that. Too strong for you, Big Hungry, this one?
I'm just going to stay on my Negron for a minute. I feel like jumping
around. Jumping truffle around. Whiskey, Negroni to truffle whiskey, both are like senior into our space.
Is that what it is? Truffle? Yeah, there's a total little zone in there, eh?
It's how does that, delicious.
Is it like, is that like a couple of drops of truffle? Or what, how does it work?
We infuse the whiskey for a few days and then,
out of it.
It's not bad, but definitely it hangs around for a bit.
Mm.
That's it before you go home. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Is truffle oil still like the secret sauce in cooking kind of thing? Or is it just garlic, eh?
No.
Heaps of butter and garlic.
Sugar,
butter, salt.
Because, cooking at home, you never really have the stones to go put that much butter in that you should be putting in.
Just can't afford to put much butter in.
True. Damn this country.
Butter and salt, that's pretty much...
The secret to cooking.
Yeah.
Mm. What about the master spice? A little bit of pep? A little pep, time to time?
Sometimes. Not bad. Not bad. MSG. No.
Are you a fan of Master Foods Tuscan seasoning?
After a heavy night on the rinse, yes, yes,
do
I am.
Do you fuck with oregano? Man,
all day.
Okay, one last plug. Okay, Varbini and the Parnell Porker up there on
Parnell Road. 131 Parnell Road. Come say g'day.
If people want to cruise along, check out the vibe. Best to give you a call first to try and get a table, or it's pretty crazy at the moment.
Instagram, it'll just roll in at the moment. It's you can just roll in. So yeah.
Sweet.
It's a good time.
Yeah. Kia ora, brother man. Thanks for bringing in the cocktails.
Cheers, lads.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Good times.
Corner on 95 BFM.